I am pleased to be joined on the phone with Betty Hendricks. She is a retired registered nurse and is currently a volunteer at Huron County Museum in Galt in Goderich and is one of our unsung heroes we are featuring today on Unsung Heroes Day. First of all, Betty, thank you very much for joining us and being a part of this special day.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now, one of the things you do at the museum and everybody is interested in is that you help set up a garden, a community garden, if you will, kind of as a way to teach children about fruits and vegetables and gardening in general. Just tell us a little bit more about what that entails.
Well, the gardens, there's actually two gardens, but like one is in use at this time. The initial garden at the jail was set up, you know, kind of as a point of interest, you know, just to show that, you know, during the time that the jail was used, especially in the earlier years, the prisoners actually grew their own vegetables and harvested them and then actually made their own meals. So from that little garden, we learned that a lot of the children that were there for, you know, the Behind the Bars event, we realized that a lot of the children were not familiar with vegetables or how to grow them. So then we got permission to put in a second garden at the, like right beside the Huron County Museum on North Street. And that garden was fully available to anybody. You know, you can walk by and see it. And part of that garden was education. So we had programs on Saturdays where children could sign up and essentially get their hands dirty. Like they were fully involved with the garden. So that meant helping with the planting, the weeding, and the harvesting. And we also did little things like we made tea biscuits using some of the herbs in the garden, and they made their own salads, and they could take home some of the vegetables for their families and, you know, like use those vegetables as part of a meal, like to share, you know, some of the things that they helped produce. So it was really, really like a pleasant activity that I really enjoyed.
And I understand now that during the pandemic, or even before the pandemic, you used to grow that food for the food bank, and you still do it today, but because of the health regulations, you've been having to do it yourself, right?
Yeah. Like last year, the garden was fully planted, so everything was put in. And again, as you said, because of the regulations, only one person could enter the garden or be involved with it. So I took on that responsibility. So when anything, again, like, you know, the first few things out of that garden were rhubarb and strawberries, and all of those things were donated. And then, you know, then the radishes and beans. And again, the food is donated to the food bank so that they can use it, you know, for their clients or to prepare, you know, soup or meals and things like that. And, yeah, so it's kind of a nice way of using the vegetables. So, like, nothing is wasted. They're all put to good use. And I think a lot of people enjoy, you know, receiving, like, the fresh vegetables and having it as part of the meals.
Yeah, I mean, you know, considering the situation that you're in and, you know, having to, you know, grow and maintain that garden yourself, did you find it was a little more difficult or a little easy?
Not really. I grew up on a farm, and as a child, you know, like young adult, whatever, I always helped, you know, with farming and also helped with the gardening. And my mom always had like a really big garden because like I come from a big family, and the gardening part was kind of the nice or kind of relaxing part of the day. We always went to the garden after, you know, the evening meal, after the dishes were done, and it was quiet and it was cooler, and it was just actually very relaxing. It'd be like a time to talk about what happened during the day, and again, just working together and just seeing that whatever you're doing is making difference, because, you know, when you weed a row of something, you can see, you know, that you've cleaned it up and, you know, your work has some results, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where my, I guess, love of gardening came from, is just growing up on a farm, always working in the garden. And even then, like if there were extra things in the garden, we always, you know, gave them to the neighbors. So it was also that sharing thing. And, you know, the food was consumed, but it was also preserved for the winter, you know. So it was making sure, you know, like that we had healthy food. And again, you know, we didn't waste anything. So So I kind of felt that, like, even last year that I was doing the garden by myself, it was kind of a privilege to do that. And I really enjoy being in the garden. I find it relaxing, and, you know, it's just kind of nice to see, you know, whenever things are growing and things, you know, look like they're ripening and that you're able to harvest them. And even just dropping the food off at the food bank, you know, people are generally very, like, happy to receive it. So it's kind of like your reward for your labors, right? So, yeah, it's something I just really enjoy doing.
And you mentioned, you know, everybody is happy to see you deliver the, mm-hmm. the fresh fruits and vegetables at the food bank. I take it they're happy, they're pleased, but did you get a sense that they're also surprised?
Not really, because we've done it for quite a few years. You know, they kind of know that, you know, this is something that they'll be receiving. So just sometimes things change. We, like in the museum garden, we often have plants, you know, that are a little bit more exotic or different. So last year we had, like, purple tomatoes and, you know, different kinds of peppers, and we had purple beans. So sometimes the produce we deliver is not, I don't know, like, typical or normal or average sort of thing. So they might get something a little bit different. And, you know, so it's kind of fun to grow something unusual, but also for someone to receive it and then, you know, use it as part of their meal preparation. So that's kind of one of the little fun things, as we often, you know, have things that are a little bit different.
We are speaking with Betty Hendricks, who is a volunteer at the Huron County Museum. She is one of our unsung heroes. Betty, I also wanted to touch on your experience as a registered nurse. I understand you're also volunteering, working at the vaccination clinic in Goderich.
Yeah, I was actually hired by the health unit, and because I'm a nurse and I still have my registration, I felt that was something, you know, that I could help out with if, you know, they were looking for staff. And I actually really enjoy working there. It's a super experience. You know, the staff at the health unit have done such a great job with the organization, and the people that are coming through for their vaccination are all positive and happy. So I don't think I've ever had, like, a happier place to work in my whole nursing career. So it's truly a pleasure to go there and work.
Well, usually when you're going to see a doctor to get a needle, you're a little scared. People are actually anticipating wanting to get a needle.
Yeah.
How strange a pandemic change of people's views. I also want to know about your work with Fanshawe College in the PSW program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I think it was around, 2018, I actually applied to work there, and I just do very short courses, you know, courses that are, you know, maybe, you know, 4 and 5 days long, and it just gives me a chance to meet the students and, you know, for them to kind of meet me as well. And then I've been able to go into placement areas with the PSW students so that, you know, they learn the hands-on part of their job. And I guess part of me, you know, likes to be with people, and part of me likes to be, you know, a little bit of a teacher. And just seeing the changes in the students is just phenomenal. And again, it's just very rewarding. You know, you see them, you know, starting, you know, as a young person, you know, who might have a lot of self-doubt and not feel really secure about what they're doing. And then by the end of the experience, they're very confident, and they know they can do a great job. And, you know, they're super PSWs, right? Like, they're exactly the person that should be working, you know, possibly with, you know, older people in long-term care facilities. So I guess, again, like, I feel kind of privileged to feel that, like, I'm part of that, like, just to help somebody become, you know, I guess, able to work in their career and you know, be a good member of a healthcare team in one of those facilities, and you know, and then possibly even, you know, if they finish that program, you know, maybe look at taking, you know, additional courses. So the Fanshawe experience has been a very good one for me.
Mm-hmm. Betty, I appreciate you doing this. Thank you once again for taking part in Unsung Heroes Day.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I'm happy to spend the time with you.